That's right.
Well, let's take a spin around some of those Lone Star Texas topics. Get you up to date on the state of our state. Well, certainly after the floods and the recovery still going on down there, Attorney General, it's just deplorable that he has to do that, or anybody. Attorney General Ken Paxton issued the warning officially yesterday about potential flood scams when it comes to donations and GoFundMes and the like and stuff like that. So warning of potential fraud scheme and issued a consumer alert officially. So how do you help? There's a lot of avenues, certainly a lot of good ones out there. And as of yesterday, you can go to our website, 921hankfm.com, and click right there on the homepage. And that'll direct you to everything you need to know about the Kerr County Flood Relief Fund. And this is actually backed and suggested by the Kerr County Sheriff's Office. They shared that verified organization, the Kerr County Flood Relief Fund. So we have all the details right there, one click, 921hankfm.com. And as we get a little further down the road and as that area's needs change, we'll let you know how you can help here at Hank FM as well.
So there's a lot of things that Texans need to survive, and another HEB location, always a popular idea. Now, this one shocked me. I actually thought it was clickbait because this new location that they're going to have is so close to the Parker County one, but here we are. They're building a brand new HEB in Walsh Ranch. It's supposed to be 128,000 square feet. They're set to begin construction in October. The opening date, December of 2026. And if you're familiar with Walsh Ranch at all, it'll be 50,000 new residents by the time all is said and done. There used to be something called farmland, and they're also building a UTA out there. So
we'll go ahead and do a preemptive traffic issue. You're going to be slow there on 20. All the way through Parker County forever.
Yeah, so if you actually want to get to the HEB, you should probably start now.
Yeah. They like to show up early for those. Hey, we got these early, of course. Not far from now, it will be the Parker County Peach Festival, and we have our Peach Pageant winners announced. All the earlier this week announced. You had Mrs. Peach, you got Miss Peach, of the Queen Peach, and Princess Peach, all announced. So congratulations to all the winners there. In Princess Peach, Mario should be there soon to save you, because that's what happens.
It's an honor just to be nominated.
Yeah, watch out for Bowser.
Mm-hmm. Billy Bob Thornton, the talk of the Westaplex, as folks are spotting him absolutely everywhere, and at some of our most iconic locations. The actor revealed to Fort Worth Magazine that Countdown just kind of sticks to you. Some of his favorite haunts include JD's Hamburgers. Now, that's right across the street from where they film, off Camp Bowie. Mm-hmm. Tim loves restaurants around the Stockyards, friend of the show. Joe T's, of course. And then Finn's in Weatherford.
Interesting controversial pick with those of Parker County right
there.
It's a
little sticky. You know. Online reviews.
Is there anywhere, though, that somebody's going to treat Billy Bob Thornton? I mean, even Walgreens is going to be nice to the guy.
Yeah, right. I know.
I mean, if you know, you know.
You're Billy Bob Thornton. You don't need a key to get the socks. No way.
And if you want to be in a scene, perhaps, with Billy Bob and the rest, Landman is filming this week all around Hank hometowns. They're about to jut up to Oklahoma for next week. But so far, right now, they're going to do another man camp scene in Crescent.
Oh.
And, Legacy Casting, who handles all that, is looking for roughnecks for the man camp scenes. So I don't think they allow you to wear your Jordases. But the pay is about $110 for 10 hours of work. That'll be coming up later on in the week. Filming in Jacksboro is going on, too. And Jacksboro, they're using you as a backdrop in a stunt double, city double, to represent Odessa.
Oh, boy.
And they're looking to cast actors as Odessa pedestrians. So, tough news there for Jacksboro.
So, you know, Nana Kim, the wonderful, amazing woman who watches my children, she told me I can't work this Thursday.
Yeah?
Because I'm going to go work on Landman.
Oh!
I got to go do my Billy Bob Thornton thing.
Look at that.
I know.
Couple of more castings. Those ones up in Durant, they're going to be filming around the casinos up there. And interesting. They are asking Legacy Casting people to appear as casino goers. And then Legacy Casting, I'll just read this, looking for someone in his mid-40s to play an ogling man. Oh. The actor would work in a scene where he sees several of the show's female cast members and, quote, stares at them creepily ogling.
Oh.
According to the casting notice.
You know a guy for that? Anyone in their mid-40s?
They say apply here, but there's also probably another link that goes to a government institution. That's a role you don't want to nail. You know?
Unfortunately.
Boy, do I have the guy for you.
Ladies, we all know a guy for that.
Yeah.
And then, eyes up, Zuck.
Finally, we talked about the dire wolves that Dallas company, Colossal Biosciences, is creating. And
we don't need
they're
this.
Now twice the size that they were just about 3 months ago. Well, after bringing them back from extinction, Peter Jackson, who gave us all the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbits and everything like that, he's a New Zealander. He has a fascination with a long extinct 12-foot tall bird.
What?
That was in New Zealand, called the Moa bird. Evidently, this is something that New Zealand school children and stuff like that, it's kind of their dodo bird, except the thing is 12 feet tall and is a meat eater. It roamed for 4,000 years, became extinct about 1,000 years ago, and he is funding $15 million to this company to bring the Moa 12-foot bird back from extinction.
So he's a filmmaker. And has he ever seen Jurassic Park?
There is literally the number one movie in America right now in theaters.
God.
Is the seventh in a long line of cautionary tales to not do this. They were so preoccupied to whether they could. They never thought if they should. We're fine.